T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the fire, the flames still in the hills of Murrieta. 1,000 acres, close to it, have burned, and a lot of people still out of their homes this morning. Let's get the latest live. KNX 1070's John Baird.
You can smell the fire from 15 miles away, but you don't see the bright orange flames along the mountains as you did when that huge fire broke out here last August. Now, we know that nearly 1,000 acres have been charred so far, and that the fire forced authorities to order the evacuation of hundreds of homes.
This is the Murrieta Police Department. There is a mandatory evacuation notice in place. Please evacuate your homes immediately.
Yes, yeah, so evacuations do remain in place. We have a mandatory evacuation for residents along the Trail Circle in La Cresta, as well as for residents in the Copper Canyon south of Calle de Oso Oro, and between Clinton Keith and Murrieta Creek.
He's with Cal Fire. We understand this all started with a lightning strike yesterday afternoon. It's only 5% contained at this point. We understand in the course of 1 hour, the fire went from 250 acres to nearly 1,000. It just exploded. Reporting live in Murrieta, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Victims of the Concepcion Daipo tragedy are being honored tonight in a couple of gatherings here in Southern California. Let's go to the Santa Monica Pier right now. Here's Craig Figner.
Gila Bay is going to be hosting one of these events here. It's going to be at the aquarium. It's just underneath the Santa Monica Pier. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock, and then there's a vigil at 8. And at the same time, we're learning more about this tragedy from friends of the 34 victims of the Concepcion boat tragedy. This woman, Melinda, says she's still haunted when she thinks about those final moments.
And apparently there's an escape hatch in the cabin, the back of the cabin, I guess. And they said even on a good day, you know, you had to go down a hallway, up a ladder. And even on a good day, it's very hard to open up that hatch. And I'm just having these visions of this, of these people struggling, trying to get out.
There's also a candlelight vigil. It's going to be in Long Beach tonight at 7 at the Deep Blue Scuba Center. And also new this morning from the LA Times, one of the 5 crew members, the only survivors, saying that this fire may have been sparked in some way by lithium batteries that were on board the Concepcion, batteries that are used to charge everything from cell phones to dive gear and cameras. Live in Santa Monica, the pier, Craig Figner.
SB 276, the controversial vaccination bill, now on the governor's desk, but he's already indicated he wants more changes before he would sign, and both sides of the issue are still trying to persuade him. Critics of the bill on tightening restrictions for vaccinating school kids have launched a social media effort to put pressure on the governor to veto that bill. Those for the bill and vaccinations have accused the governor of waffling and wading into the wrong side of this debate. And editorial boards of several newspapers are calling on the governor to embrace science. Changes to the bill could come in a separate bill that would need to be passed by the legislature's September 13th deadline.
With the city of L.A. spending a lot of money to address the homeless crisis, one lawmaker proposes creating an advisory commission made up of the homeless.
The idea that we're spending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to try to solve a problem, but not routinely and systematically listening to the people that we are trying to assist and get off the street seems foolhardy to me.
City Councilman Mike Bonin says another important reason for creating such a commission is to chip away at the perception that the only people experiencing homelessness are mentally ill, criminally inclined, or addicts.
I meet people who are retired nurses or who are college students or who are veterans suffering from PTSD or a woman and her kids who fled domestic violence. And I'd want this commission to reflect the different types of homelessness and the different demographics of homelessness.
Bonin's proposal asks the chief legislative analyst to make recommendations about options after looking at similar commissions in other cities. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The plan for a new emergency homeless shelter in Los Feliz has been given the go-ahead by the city's Parks and Rec Commission. The nearly 11,000 square foot building would be built on Riverside Drive next to Mulholland Memorial Fountain at the foot of Griffith Park. Would feature, they say, 100 beds, a hygiene trailer, a storage and pet area, and open space. And they say it would operate for up to 3 years.
A former Cal State Northridge student has been convicted of rape. This happened early last year on campus. The former soccer player from Loma Linda initially charged with attacks on three women, but prosecutors were unable to proceed with the charges in one of those cases. The other case has been turned over to the L.A. City Attorney's Office. He'll be sentenced in October, faces 8 years.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.